Athletes are thawing out as the Iron Dog snow machine race takes its day and a half midway layover in Nome. KNOM's Paul Korchin has a race update.
The three lead teams pulled into town Tuesday afternoon within 1 hour of each other, setting up a tight race for the second 1,000-mile stretch to the finish line. Todd Minnick and Nick Olstad cruised into Nome first at 2:06 p.m. on their Polaris Dragon SP600s, preserving a lead they've maintained for most of the race so far. Minnick and Olstad have been at or near the front before, but they had to scratch from each of the past three races, due largely to mechanical troubles. Yet their Dragons looked solid on Tuesday, and Olstad said it's been a smooth first half.
Just kind of going our own pace, and seems to be working for us. We've only had the little windshield cracks from the very start, just a little alder hitting it, and they've been holding up really well.
Though temperatures have not plummeted as much as last year, Minnick indicated this year's race has not been a day at the beach.
It was almost 50 below at Caltag. I went to take my GPS out and it just shattered. So we spent $10 on these neck warmers. That was the best $10 I ever spent in my life.
This year's trail from Big Lake to Nome has been cold, clean, and hard-packed. But there's snow in the forecast as Iron Doggers get set to depart on Thursday. And Minnick and Olstad said that's a concern for any lead team.
Well, as long as the weather's okay when we leave, it'll be all right. That's what we're hoping for. I don't want to break trail again like last year. That's hard on the machines.
Oh, yeah. It's always in the back of your mind. But you just got to hold them together and hopefully they last.
Tyson Johnson and Tyler Acklestad arrived into Nome 38 minutes behind Olstad and Minnick. Speaking through his wind guard, Acklestad said exhaust troubles on the North and Sound coast took a toll on their clock.
I think it's going to only be about probably a 2-3 minute fix. It's just it cost us a lot of time getting here. It slowed us down. Went from being able to run 100 mile an hour to not being able to go over about 55 to 60. So since Koyak, which kind of slowed our time down a bunch. It actually happened coming into Elam. And blew it out coming on the road into Elam, and it's been like that since there. So if our plane would have been in White Mountain, yeah, we would have fixed it. But unfortunately, good weather, being cold, I don't think our planes made it out of Unicleet in time.
Despite that problem, Johnson says their Ski-Doo XP600s are performing efficiently.
They've been really good, especially in the conditions like this where we're going like half to three-quarter throttle. They do really well. We don't even need any extra fuel. And then you don't have that weight on the back all the time, so that's kind of nice.
Mark McKenna and Dusty Van Meter arrived 14 minutes after Johnson and Acklestad. McKenna and Van Meter are both former champs, but they're racing together for the first time. McKenna said the partnership is working out well.
We're doing good together. We're cruising, having fun. No stress, no pressure. Had a little bit of a bad first day, but we've been going okay since, so we're just going to keep plugging away and see what happens. We're not getting bent out of shape. There's still a long way to go, and you're going to hit every team's going to have their bad day, so we had ours the first day, so it's all right.
Van Meter noted their Ski-Doos are behaving nicely, but Mother Nature does take a toll on the drivers.
Oh, yeah, this was a flawless machine. So far, so good. We haven't had any troubles. Runs great. Riding good. If we weren't so dang cold, we probably would have went to Caltag just because the sun was out and it was nice. And it would have saved us quite a bit of time because when we left in the morning, it was 40-some below and ice fog right on the river. So it was pretty bad.
The lead teams in Iron Dog 09 are set to blast out of the Gold Rush City on Thursday morning, aiming for the winner's circle in Fairbanks on Saturday. In Nome, I'm Paul Korchin.